gossip. Maybe sometimes I find out things and I pass that information on. You know, kind of like a public service.
Let's go!
And now, with all the latest celebrity dirt, here's Rachel.
The Seattle Seahawks annihilated the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl 43-8. Basically, Seattle was right on point and the Broncos were not, as they committed 4 turnovers and couldn't get anything going on offense. Meanwhile, the weather was fine despite all the hysteria over the past week. Bruno Mars brought performance back into the Super Bowl halftime show with an outstanding set that included drumming, dancing, and a medley of his hits. And he also joined in with the Red Hot Chili Peppers on their song, Give It Away. And it was a weak crop of Super Bowl commercials this year, sort of like the game, but there were some standouts. Our favorites were Brilliant, Bob Dylan, and his Chrysler ad about what makes America great, Radio Shack's reunion of 80s icons, and Budweiser's ad about the friendship between a Clydesdale and a puppy. The fur coat that Joe Namath wore for the coin toss was one of the more interesting things that happened last night. And whatever your take, there's no denying it caused an uproar on social media. One person on Twitter even compared Joe to the IKEA monkey. And Philip Seymour Hoffman was found dead in his Manhattan apartment yesterday. He was 46 years old. Police sources say Hoffman had a needle in his arm and heroin was found in the apartment. His body was discovered by a friend in the bathroom at around 11:30 a.m. Hoffman had kicked an addiction in his early 20s, but went to rehab this past May after suffering a relapse.